We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An LA jury has found that 70 show actor Danny Masterson guilty of raping two women in his Hollywood Hills home. Margaret Carrero reports.
This is a much different outcome than Masterson's first trial, where jurors could not reach a unanimous decision on any of the three counts. In fact, that jury was leaning towards acquittal. This time around, jurors convicted Masterson of two counts of rape dating back to 2003. They deadlocked on the third count, which involved a former longtime girlfriend of Masterson's. The final split was 8-4 in favor of guilt. Masterson and all three women had ties to the Church of Scientology, and Masterson still does. In a statement, LA County District Attorney George Gascon expressed disappointment that the jury did not convict on all counts, but also respect for their decision. Masterson was handcuffed after the verdicts were read and taken into custody. His wife could be seen sobbing in the courtroom. The 47-year-old actor faces a possible sentence of 30 years to life. In downtown LA, I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The LA County DA's office's actor Armie Hammer will not face sexual assault charges in connection to some accusations he mentally and sexually abused a woman he was involved with for 4 years. That woman said she believed Hammer wanted to kill her. But after a 2-year investigation, the DA's office says it is not able to move forward with the case. They're citing insufficient evidence. The social network actor lost some high-profile roles, including the streaming series Gaslit with Julia Roberts, after news of the allegations broke.
Writers on strike. Now the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
With just 7 days left on his contract, the Directors Guild is getting some support from other Hollywood labor unions. Leaders of the Writers Guild, SAG-AFTRA, IATSE, and the Teamsters have issued a joint statement of solidarity with the DGA, saying they stand alongside the directors in their pursuit of a fair contract. The DGA began its contract talks May 10th, 9 days after the WGA went on strike. SAG-AFTRA is scheduled to begin its negotiations with producers June 7th. And tensions are high among some parents in North Hollywood after a gay pride flag was burned at an elementary school. Some parents plan to protest the school assembly Friday for Pride Month. Emily Valdez has more from North Hollywood.
Here at Satakoi Elementary School, parents are divided over whether their children should be taught about LGBTQ parents in school. The controversy surrounds a book describing many types of diverse families, including two lines in the book that say some kids have two mommies, some have two daddies. Children will read it during an assembly on Friday.
If you do it on the right way, I think it's okay.
Parent Maria Acevedo said her child will be there.
Because for me, I don't think like that. It's nothing bad.
But not this parent of a third grade boy.
Whatever your, you know, preferences are when it comes to, you know, that stuff, I think it should stay at home or away from the kids, really.
Police say they will have officers around the school Friday for the protest and likely counter protesters. As for the pride flag that was set on fire in front of a classroom, detectives say they're investigating it as a hate crime. They don't have any suspects. Reporting from North Hollywood, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Satakoi Elementary being defended by the head of the LGBTQ Center for the San Fernando Valley. Renato Lira tells KNX he rejects the view of some parents that the kids are too young to learn about same-sex relationships.
When you go to middle school, you go to high school, you already know what's going on. So, you know, they're saying that they're not against LGBTQ, they're not against celebrity pride month. It is, you're against. If you're attacking the LGBT, you are, because you're not there to support us. There's nothing harm to the kids. That's what I want to understand, that I don't understand what they're trying to say with that.
Now, LA Unified School District would not make anyone available to be interviewed about this, but the district did send us a statement saying that LA schools are committed to creating a safe and inclusive learning environment that respects diversity.
An LA County Sheriff's deputy has pleaded no contest to charges for an off-duty crash that killed his passenger and injured two others. It happened in Torrance 3 years ago when his Dodge Charger hit a traffic pole while traveling at more than 115 miles an hour. Witnesses say he had disengaged the muscle car's safety systems and was possibly racing another car. He now faces up to 13 years in prison for voluntary and gross vehicular manslaughter.
The city of Los Angeles is asking for a judge to throw out a lawsuit filed by a former LAPD sergeant who claimed that the department's special weapons team is run by what he called the SWAT mafia. The city attorney says it wants the suit dismissed because Sergeant Tim Colomi is not the whistleblower he claims to be. He said when he was with SWAT from 2008 to 2019, it was controlled by a group of officers who glamorized the use of lethal force and called officers who chose to de-escalate conflicts cowards. The city says his lawsuit doesn't qualify for whistleblower protections because his complaints are limited to internal personnel matters.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.